34 on your Monday morning, 75 degrees, and a community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll check in with our guest coming up, Cassie Harding, in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a Monday morning. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Cassie Harding. She is Miss Delaware County Outstanding Teen. And, of course, the competition coming up within just a few days. First of all, Cassie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And as we look at the competition, Miss Outstanding Teen, just first of all, backing up a year or so, why would you want to put yourself through an on-stage appearance, have to prepare, you know, an interview, a platform, go through all the things that any sort of competition like this puts you through? That's a lot of work.
Yes, it's definitely a new challenge, something I really wanted to take on.
And you have taken it on. You have won one crown and working on another one.
Yes.
Walk me through, first of all, the Miss Delaware County competition, the title you currently hold. How did that go for you?
It went great. I went into my interview and I felt really good about it, and went on stage and I actually won the talent portion, and so I felt really good about that. And walking out of there with a crown, I was really excited because I do get the chance to compete again now at Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen for a second year, and this sadly will be my last year as a teen, but I'm really excited about it, and I'm confident going in this year.
And so you now have to either really improve the talent you won on or come up with something different, don't you?
I actually am doing the same dance as last year. I've done it for 2 years now, and it's something I really enjoy. It's a jazz dance to Don't Rain on My Parade. Lisa Dennis is my choreographer, and I love her, and she did a great job for me, and it's done me a lot of good this year. I actually took it to state, and I got second at state with it, so I decided, you know, why not just put it again on the Oklahoma stage?
It works for me. How long have you been working on dance? Again, that's a skill you start as an early age, right?
Yes, I started dancing when I was in kindergarten, and it's just something I've grown with and just grown a great passion in doing dance.
And self-expression is not a new subject for you. You've been doing this for a while.
No, the stage is something I love. The hard part for pageants is doing an interview. Doing the interview is something that people don't see. Only the judges see that, and it's something you really have to work at to be good at, and something you have to get comfortable with in yourself and with the judges and not being nervous.
Because it's one-on-one with the judge, yes, it's more than what you and I are doing right now. You're just giving me verbal answers, and while your eyes are shining and you got a smile on your face, the audience doesn't see that part.
No.
But for the judge, that eye contact, that personal relationship in that final, I'll say, 3 feet is important.
Definitely.
How do you work for that? How do you, first of all, be an upfront person without saying, I'm just putting this on because I know I have to smile at you?
Yeah, you have to be comfortable in your own skin and know who you are and what you're representing and who you're portraying and who, you know, other people want to see you as. You have to be engaging with your judges and, you know, meet them and talk to them. And the whole interview is just a conversation, just like we're doing right now. So you just have to learn that and just walk in there feeling confident in yourself.
But that's really what one of the aims of the pageant system, particularly this one, self-confidence and being your own woman.
Yes, definitely.
Now, from here on out, we're talking about upcoming competition, but you draw on all the experience, the places that you've, you know, been publicly wearing the crown at fairs, festivals, probably parades and that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yes.
So I guess I'll say I'm moving forward, but I want to go back on those experiences. some of the places that you've been, parades. I'm sure you've been out at Sunfest, and probably I know I've seen you at the fair and a few other places.
Yes, last year I actually held the title of Miss Tulsa State Fair's Outstanding Teen mm-hmm. for 2017, and that was super fun because I got to go back to the fair and give up my crown. And we spent the whole week doing appearances there. And then with Delaware County, I got to come here and go to Dewey and do the Dewey Blizzard. I met a lot of people there.
It was a fun day.
Yes. I also got to ring the bell at Walmart here, and I've tried to be really involved with my community here as well.
So ringing the bell, I guess we didn't have that many frigid days at Christmas time, but you were out there in the elements. For all I know, it was raining when you were doing that.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. It was the same day as the Dewey Blizzard, so it was pretty a nice day that we picked.
That was fun. That was a busy day for you.
The
pageant coming up on us now, and everybody starts moving in because the pageant one more time is here in Bartlesville, isn't it? No,
the pageant is at the River Spirit Casino in Tulsa.
That's a great venue for you, too.
We've
been in a few places there, and that one, I think the stage area, it's a bigger room.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So it's to project your personality. Yes, the interview is with the judge in a more confined space, but you still, for the talent competition, for just all the other things that you're on stage for, to get your personality conveyed to the person sitting furthest away, some stage presence is required.
Yes, definitely. Confidence, stage presence, just showing who you are inside and out.
Okay. Also, you have to talk about some of the things that you have done over the course of the year, and I understand the folks over at Agape Mission know you pretty well.
Yes, definitely. I've tried to volunteer there a lot. I've partnered up with them kind of to help them raise money for their new building and also just being in there and volunteering. My platform is called Fill Their Plate, and it's about helping to end childhood hunger. And so they have the Food for Kids program, which I've tried to help out as much as I can. I did a big fundraiser at my school recently where I got to raise 2,500 items of food for the Food for Kids program. And it's just an amazing organization, and we're so lucky to have it here in Bartlesville.
Your first experience walking in the door for the first, minute or two, just looking around at what goes on, again, that brings the whole issue of poverty right up in your face real quick. As much as you can remember the feelings, the reactions that first day, what do you feel like?
It's definitely different walking in there. And for me, it was hard for me to see all the kids coming through that line. And so my platform came about because I wanted to be a voice for those young kids coming through there, and I want to be a role model and an inspiration for young kids in Oklahoma.
And of course, since you brought up your platform, that's one of the requirements for a competition. You are judged on that platform. We'll get to the percentages and how it counts where in just a minute, but present your platform for me just a little bit. What's it all about, other than what you already said?
Yeah, it's just about, educating others about ending childhood hunger and how it is an issue that is still happening here and today, even though America does produce an abundance of food. And it's very sad that we can't get those needs out to those children, because it's very sad, and it's something we don't want our kids to have to face. We don't want them to have to, face the fact that they don't have food tonight. And so, one in four children not knowing where their next meal is going to come from is something that we really need to focus on here in Oklahoma.
And in your opinion, are we making progress toward that goal?
I definitely think so. And I think, if I win this title, I really want to bring that issue up to the forefront of issues facing Oklahoma. And I want to help it out as much as I can.
Okay. Well, again, we're talking with Cassie Harding. She is Miss Delaware County Outstanding Teen and working on hopeful for her, at least, Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen. The competition coming up in just about a week, June 7th and 8th at the River Spirit Resort and Casino. And we'll invite you to be there. We'll continue coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our time with Cassie this morning. And again, the competition, the 6th and 7th at River Spirit. You're going to be up against approximately how many other young ladies?
32 other girls from all across Oklahoma.
And so, again, geographically spread out, depending on who hosts a pageant, it's probably not an equal distribution. They're probably more from one region than another. But again, all over the state. Do you become friends? Do you see each other at different events?
Definitely. A lot of girls, once they have their title, they go and support other girls as they win theirs, because they're, you know, all the way from June all the way to February, you can win a title. And so it's really fun to get to meet all the girls that are involved in this organization.
And I don't know about yours, but typically prior to the competition, there's, you know, a get-together so you can all face each other. If you haven't met Miss Lawton or whatever, then you get a chance to at least meet each other a few weeks before the event.
Yeah, on Sunday we're actually going to a brunch, and we'll get to do a church service and also have a brunch and get to meet each other.
And so kind of a social situation. Yeah, I can see where eating somebody while you're meeting somebody while you're trying to eat a meal, that I got the two words in there, it can be awkward at times, but it's also a situation where it's kind of low pressure.
Yeah, it's really fun because, you know, we all share the same passion and we all want that job as Miss Oklahoma's outstanding teen. And so it's really fun to share that passion and inspiration together.
I can also see the situation in there where you get to talking about somebody or talking to somebody about their platform, and it's kind of like the, oh, gee, I wish I'd have thought. That's a great idea.
Yes, a lot of girls have a lot of really cool talents, a lot of really cool platforms, and they're all different. And so it's really unique to see, you know, what girls bring out of themselves.
And so it's a, you know, some personalities and the collecting all in that one space for an hour or two, and there's got a lot of energy there, and it would be a fun place to be.
Yeah.
How does the pageant work as far as you're all out there just consecutively talent, and then moving on to the next phase of the competition?
Yes, we're actually split into two groups. So there's 17 of the Alpha group, and then there's about 18 in the Omega group. And so I am Omega number 24, and we get that placement in April at our talent day. And so we go and perform our talent, and then after that we are randomly drawled, and then we pick our placement for the competition.
So then you've already done the talent portion, you've already been rated on that, or do you get to do it again?
I get to do it again. They kind of just accept it and kind of approve it before you go in.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to, not that it would probably ever happen, but, you know, sorry, your talent doesn't quite make the grade, so to speak, come back next year. That wouldn't happen now.
Yeah, no.
Do you get a lot of support from family and friends while you're preparing for this? I'm sure your folks are 100% behind you, but you've got a lot of other friends, I'm sure, that are cheering for you too.
Definitely. My whole POM team is behind me. I've got a lot of sponsors here in Bartlesville, and, you know, family and friends from all across, and so it's really loving to have them behind me as I go and compete.
Yeah. So the percentages, how does everything get weighted out from interview and talent and platform and everything else? Run me through the competition.
Yeah, so your interview is the first thing we do on Wednesday, and that's 25% of your score. And then on Thursday for me, I do my talent, and that's 35% of my score. And so that's the first preliminary is on Thursday at 3. And then on Friday we have our second preliminary at 10 a.m. in the morning, and I will be doing my activewear and my onstage question with my evening gown. And then at 7:30 on Friday is our finals, where we come out, they announce the top 10 or 12, and we go straight into the competition with talent, active wear, evening gown, on stage question again with only the 12 girls that made it to the finals. Mm-hmm. And then they do crowning at the end.
That is a busy schedule for just a couple of days.
Definitely.
Looking forward to that, and of course looking back on things, you've already been through a similar process. You're either up all the way through, and then this win or lose, you know, 2 hours after the award, it's got to be a big letdown.
Yes. Last year it was definitely very sad because I did have high hopes, but I think an experiencing it last year and now getting to go back in it and compete for one last time, I'm really excited about it, and I think I've put in my all into it this year, and I'm really excited about it.
Having been through it once, though, that's got to prepare you a little bit more about expectations and how the process works.
Definitely, yeah.
You probably won't see the same judge or judges through, but one judge's questions, in one sense, they may ask different questions, but the process is pretty much the same.
Yes.
Is the interview the toughest part because it's not something you can prepare and practice for?
It's definitely harder for me because I'm so used to being on stage. So the stage is secondhand for me. But the interview is something that, you know, only your judges see. And so it's something you really have to prepare for. And you got to be ready for almost anything in there because you don't know what they could ask. And you want to be as fully prepared as you can be walking into that interview.
But it's based on your platform, your bio. They're not picking necessarily current events questions unless it relates to you. Am I correct?
It could be teen, current events, anything teen related they can ask.
Okay. So again, assuming that you win the title, and I hope you do, where would you be tasked to go from here?
Yes, if I win Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen, I will get the opportunity to get to go to Miss America's Outstanding Teen and compete at the end of July.
And that competition is held in?
Orlando, Florida.
So I was thinking it was that direction.
Yes.
So then that would be the big show.
Yes, definitely.
I'm just projecting what you think you might be doing, and that's well in the future. So it might change a little bit.
Yeah.
But assuming that yesterday you won the title, you're sitting here with the crown in your hand. How do you prepare for national level competition based on what you've already done?
I'm hoping that, you know, the board, the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen board, will help me out, and I just will continue to prepare with my interview, continue to do my talent, and continue to stay fit and healthy and, you know, ready to take on another challenge and represent Oklahoma the best of my ability.
What's the best thing about Oklahoma as far as your presentations are concerned?
I'd say Bartlesville. I love Bartlesville. I've grown up here, and it's something that I love about Oklahoma is Bartlesville and the beautiful, you know, nature and skies in Oklahoma. I don't think it gets any better than that.
You're talking to a young lady from Delaware, well removed from both lifestyle we have here and certainly the scenery is different. How do you bring her here?
Just show her our downtown, show her, our wonderful city views and, you bring her to my house. I don't know.
That works.
Be fun.
that works, and I think that's something that relates because you're relating one-on-one with a particular young lady. So that
yes.
Probably would work real well for you. Are tickets available? This is open to the general public, right?
Yes, at riverspiritcasino.com. You can go on there and buy your tickets for Miss Oklahoma Week.
Okay. Well, what's left to prepare you? You've got a few days, and I'm sure the excitement level will continue to build. What preparations do you still have to do?
Packing now. Now I'm trying to fit everything into a quart size container and all of my clothes into one garment bag.
That's a task. I can see that. But you already know you've got it all together, literally and physically. It's just putting it all in the bag now, right?
Definitely.
Okay. One just final thought here. As people show up, do you want them all in one Bartlesville cheering section, or do you want to spread all over the audience?
I mean, my mom and dad are definitely going to make a cheering section. I know that, so I'm really excited about that. But I would love for you all to come and support me and sit wherever.
Well, Cassie, thank you so much for, you know, being here, for putting yourself forward in competition one more year. And we want to follow you all the way to national.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1. I want to make sure I get the dates right. It is the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen, June 7th and 8th at the River Spirit Resort and Casino. Get your tickets. Go support Cassie. You'll have a good time and an opportunity to applaud for her when she wins the crown. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email